And welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean. I'm gonna yawn.
Oh, you doing all right? What a way to start a show.
I was about to say, but I was like, yay!
My name is Yawn.
My name is Sean. Oh,
man. Jokes.
That's a good joke.
Mm-hmm.
So, here we are.
Mm-hmm.
We're taping the day that before it comes out.
Oh, yeah. Always just, good.
I always like to kind of give the people a little bit of a feel of what goes into this show sometimes.
Yeah.
Not talk too much about it.
Sure.
You know, so I think... Well,
we've been doing some stuff.
Well, we saw Peter Murphy last night.
We did see Peter Murphy last night. It's... Oh, no, I'm yawning.
Yeah,
we saw Peter Murphy last night because it was the 40th anniversary of Bauhaus.
That's remarkable.
And so they played the entirety of In the Flat Field and some other songs, and we got to see him, and he's been on tour all over the country.
Yeah, two nights here in Denver.
Yeah, they had to add an extra night. We got tickets to the original night.
Yeah.
Which was
you bought those
night.
Tickets like right when they went on sale.
Yeah, because I was like, take my fucking money, like right now. They had an extra night and they sold out both nights.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was good. I'm really glad we got to go see them play.
Yeah, man. No, there was a lot of stuff this weekend. There was the Oscars.
Yes.
I guess if you want to talk about the Oscars.
Meh.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. I actually went out.
Yeah, I know. You went drinking.
I got lucky.
Yeah, you went doing the drink. I would have gone with you had I had a little bit more time to put myself together. It was kind of a disaster.
Yeah, well, it's Sunday. It's our day.
Because what did we do the night before that? We were out, weren't we?
Lucha Libre.
That's right. We did another Lucha Libre thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we did another Lucha Libre and laughs. So that was pretty cool.
Saw some wrestling. Saw a fan not realize that she was like 2 seconds from getting herself laid out.
That girl
was so drunk.
Was drunk, and she. I mean, look, I know that it's not nice to be like, oh yeah, I wish that woman would have.
No, she was really obnoxious.
Would have gotten slammed, but
she would have deserved it if she did.
Yeah, I would have been like, hey, you know what? Don't get close to the action. Listen, if you go to a wrestling show,
and if they come into the crowd,
run.
Do not go up to them
yeah.
and start trying to like fucking get in their shit.
Or if you
That's
have to-
exactly what that woman was doing. She like literally ran up like centimeters from this woman wrestler, and she was like yelling and like dancing and like moving her arms around, and she almost got laid the fuck out. They were like nose to nose, and this girl's like, yeah, and I was like, oh no. And she didn't even realize what had all she was so drunk.
Yeah.
That when security removed her and she went back to her friends, she still did not realize what almost happened to her.
No. I bet her friends probably didn't realize.
No, because they were all so fucking drunk.
All these people were, these people that were there were just hammered.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's great. I mean, look, you go to a show like that, you have a good time.
Sure, but don't get in a wrestler's face. Like, get as drunk as you want. I don't care, but just don't like.
Yeah.
I don't like when wrestlers, like especially indie shows, when wrestlers get in the crowd. Because I don't want to get hurt. So it upsets me. So we never sit that close.
No. I mean, look, wrestling matches are what they are. You know, when you go see an indie show.
Yeah, but I don't want to get myself kicked.
I know, right. And you clearly, I mean, look, and you know, we stay away. I mean, I went to that thing where David Arquette got all bloody.
Yeah.
I mean, and that shit was all over the place.
Oh, yeah, gross.
Multiple times throughout the night. You would not have liked it.
I would have stood in a corner. I would have been okay.
But there's a certain kind of like, how would you say it? There's a certain kind of like fascination with getting up close to the action.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You know, for the wrestling show, like I've never for like all of my times going to see wrestling at like a WWE show or whatever. I think the closest I've ever been was I sat on the floor for a pay-per-view in Buffalo, which I still have the chair because they give you the pay-per-view chairs.
Yeah, you tried to get rid of that chair.
I think, somebody was, there's a, okay, so I follow like that, it's like a Wrestling Universe store in New York. I think I told you about it.
Yeah.
And they're talking about like selling chairs, you know, from like events from, you know, from the, you know, the 2000s or whenever they've been doing that. And I responded to their one of the things like, how much would those go for? Because I'm curious.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, because I've had this chair forever and it's not from a big pay-per-view. It's from
no.
2005 Great American Bash.
Yeah.
It's got a picture of Tori Wilson dressed up as Uncle Sam.
Yep.
You know.
Very American.
It's a red chair. Mm-hmm. And all I remember with this, I tried to get rid of it because I remember we were moving to L.A.
It came with us.
And it came with us, but I tried to get rid of it because I went to the flea market.
Uh-huh.
And we were in, like, Buffalo or whatever. And every time I would go there, this guy that had, like, that was running the wrestling thing. There was, like, a wrestling stand.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, do you want to buy this chair for me? And it's like, well, the guy that runs this normally isn't here. And I'm like, okay, do you know when he'll be here? It's like, oh, no, he's going to die soon. Because I think he was, like, sick or something. Because, like, you know, it was kind of like, oh, he'll never be here. And I was like,
okay.
I was like, okay, well, then I guess I'll never get rid of this chair.
No.
I don't know.
Didn't you try to sell it to somewhere else, too, like in L.A., like a collector's place?
Did I?
And they were like, no, I can't sell it or something.
You know, that's a good question.
I feel like you did try to sell it to somewhere else, and I don't remember.
I don't, because why?
I feel like you tried a couple of times to get rid of that chair, and we still have it. But at the same time, it's come in handy.
Oh, no, it comes in handy when you need it. That's the thing. It's like, oh, hey, I need a chair, you know, like a folding chair real quick.
Yeah.
Bam.
Here's a chair. It's got a padded butt.
There's a fucking folding chair.
Padded little seat there.
Padded seat. Still in pretty good condition.
It's
actually
a good, it's a very nice chair. It's a high quality chair.
Yeah.
We may never get rid of it.
I don't know. I mean, I mean, it's not signed or anything.
No.
You know? I mean, I guess I could get, you know, if Tori Wilson ever does come to Denver.
Well, you bring a chair.
I'll bring her chair. You know, it was like, look, I've had this for was it?
2005?
14 years.
I know.
I've had it for over a decade.
I don't want to talk about it. That's like when, so Sean made me watch, I don't know why, the beginning of the 1989 Oscars.
Well, because all the discussion about their Oscars not having a host this year, we were just...
Which had Snow White and Rob Lowe singing a duet set to the tune of Proud Mary.
Yeah, not this year's Oscars, but 1989.
And I was
you can look
like,
it up.
I was so embarrassed. Do you ever get embarrassed just watching things on TV?
All
like,
the time.
Oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. I'm
all
so,
the
I
time.
Can't. I was embarrassed for them. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm embarrassed by something that happened 20 years ago. And I put that on Facebook and everybody's like, no, Jen, 30 years ago. And I was like, oh, it's time for me to end it now. Because that happened 30 years ago when I was alive to see it, but I didn't see it the first time.
Weird. When that happened, 30, and it was...
Just kill me.
You could... things being 30 years ago. I mean, Jesus Christ.
That was really upsetting, actually.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to go into details, but...
Yeah, it's just upsetting.
Know, yeah, well, I remember one time I got embarrassed... watching, not embarrassed for the television.
That's the thing. I get really embarrassed for the people on TV.
Yeah. I once got embarrassed watching, that happened to me when I was watching an episode of The Wonder Years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was an episode where, like, Kevin said something to his hot teacher. And I remember having to get up and walk away from watching it. My parents got all mad at me.
Why?
Because they don't understand if I'm doing something.
Yeah.
Like if I'm acting a certain way and I'm like, oh, I'm embarrassed. But I can't sit there and be like, I'm embarrassed. You know, I just get up and like, I was like, oh, I'm going to be embarrassed. You know, because I was like, whatever, 10.
Sure.
I was being stupid. You know, my parents were like, Shaw, what are you doing?
Well, that happens to me too. Like I'll watch movies and I will literally get embarrassed by something that's happening. And I can't look at the screen. Like I have to like turn, like look away.
Yeah.
Until whatever's happening is over, because I just feel so mortified, like the secondhand mortification.
Yeah.
On behalf of whatever character, I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And that was what I was I asked Sean to turn off that video.
No,
like,
I wanted you to see the whole thing.
And then I had to watch most of it through my fingers. Like, that's how embarrassed I was.
Yeah, you're really affected by it.
It really upset
me. The story
me.
Behind it, too, is actually it's quite upsetting. Fascinating. It's upsetting and quite fascinating, and it's prime shitty Hollywood.
It involves a pink pool. Like water, like a pool with pink water.
Well, yeah, that's actually the part that really confused me and also concerned me.
Yeah. Because, like, if you're dyeing your pool water pink...
That's not good. You can't swim in it.
Well, that's the thing. If you swim in it, do you turn pink?
I mean, I can't imagine so.
I don't know. It's kind of like if you dye it green, do you turn green? I don't know. I'm not going to spend too much time thinking about pool water.
I don't want to accidentally drink pink pool water.
No. But we went to Lucha Libre. It was fun.
Yeah, that was a good time.
We had a good time.
Yeah. I finally got my Retron because we went to...
Yes,
we
did it. Right.
Because we... what did we do? We were farting around and we went to Second and Charles.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up actually picking up... real quick, as far as comics go, Superman versus Mongol, a trade paperback, because it covers a bunch of random issues of DC Comics Presents.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to do that so I can maybe pare down that collection we have.
You're right.
But I do also want to have a bunch of DC Comics Presents.
Mm-hmm.
So that worked out really well. Russell Bragg, if you're listening, I hope you maybe you should... heed my advice so you can save some space. And by space, I mean like four comics.
Ooh.
Oh, man, I can add four more comics to my collection I did not have before.
Nope.
But, yeah. So, no, yeah, I picked that up, but I finally got my Retron.
Mm-hmm.
I got a Retron 5. And I'm looking forward to gimmicking some games and having some fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I bought a book.
Yeah, which book?
It was about, I think it's called A Crack in the End of the World.
Oh, that's right.
And it is about the 1906 earthquake in San Francisco. Because, you know, let's read more about disasters. I'm really horrible. I'm like, ooh, epidemic, disaster, how many people died? Tell me more.
Oh, no, you're, I mean, listen.
Murder.
You're talking about, your husband's a man.
Yes.
Who will... When we were watching that 89 Oscars thing.
Oh, God. Well, that's right. You go on Wikipedia and find out all sorts of shit.
So I had to go on Wikipedia to find out about some of these actors, these people, because at one point they were like, here's a bunch of old people.
Oh, those people are all dead now.
And I was like, yeah, but I want to know how they died. And like, yeah. You know, kind of like what their final years were like. You know, as far as like their career or just like things that kind of, you know, like how things went. And then, yeah. But I mean, but that's, you know, the same. But I don't know why. I just want to look at it.
You just have to know.
You know what I would like is just like if there was a book
called How People Died.
Yeah, but just tells you how they like a page of like, you know, it's like, hey, here's Peter Graves, the actor Peter Graves. Like, he died from, I'm assuming he died from some sort of like old age.
Sure.
Or some sort of disease.
Natural causes.
Or maybe or whatever. I'm just like, okay, great. You know, here's a quick bio. And then he's like, oh, then here's a big part of how he died. You know, and I'm like, oh, cool.
I think I'd be pretty happy with something like that. Like if there was a website that was just like how.
Well, it's called Wikipedia.
Well, no, but I mean, like, I don't want to have to dig for it. I just want to be able to click. It's just like how people died. Like everything you click on is just like you click on a year.
It's
right?
The classy section of Rotten.com.
Yeah, pretty much. You click on a year and you're just like, this is how some people died in 1906. It's like San Francisco earthquake killed this many people. Whatever this famous
person. We'd be like animal attacks and shit.
Yeah. This person was eaten by a bear. Like that sort of shit. Like and then it's like, you know, Green River Killer kills 22 women or something like that.
Oh yes, you actually have like sometimes I get into like, that serial killer kick
yeah,
too.
Yeah, then you're just like, oh, all right. So now I have one factoid, and if I want to learn more about that, I can continue on.
Like the fucking Night Stalker and shit.
Yeah.
Man.
Like the Dust Bowl. This many people died. Do you know how so many people died in the fucking Dust Bowl? They would just be outside and then they would just disappear in the dust.
That's fucked up.
It's real fucked up because I read one of those books too. It's called The Worst Hard Time. I do recommend it. But it's really, really, really upsetting.
You know,
they'd be like, oh, some boy was outside with his cow and the dust came and neither one was ever seen again.
With the cow?
Or the boy.
The boy.
Cow or boy, neither one ever seen again because they're probably buried in dust and nobody ever fucking found them.
Oh, man.
Really upsetting.
That's
it's real fucked up.
Wild.
So your kid could just...
Wild.
Like, literally, your kid could be 3 feet outside the door, the front door of your house, and then if the dust storm came, he would not make it inside.
Ugh.
Because they couldn't find the way in. That's how fucking bad it was. It was very upsetting.
Oh, man.
It's a good book, though.
Actually, this reminds me, there is a DC put out through, I think, Paradox Press, one of their imprints in the early 90s or mid 90s called The Big Book of Death.
Nice.
And it was just a bunch of like random illustrations of like people dying, you know?
Was
and, like,
that in there?
You know what the Dust Bowl?
Yeah, getting suffocated, suffocating in dust.
I don't know, but Betty had it. Surprise.
Yes.
But yeah, you know, I should try to find that because there was some stuff in there. Because I remember Betty would, you know, walk around with that in his backpack, be like, "Big Book of Death," you know, because like it was the mid '90s. You know, yeah. We would go to the comic book store, and you know, Betty was 40, and
he just looked.
He's 40. A 40-year-old man
he walking. Just looked like a 40-year-old man. Hey,
I think he actually was because Betty
wasn't 40.
Because Betty failed every grade he was in.
Betty wasn't 40. Betty's like maybe 40 now.
Oh, poor! I shouldn't make fun of Betty.
Poor Betty.
But so yeah, I used to have the Big Book of Death, and nice. I should try to find it. Are you looking it up?
I'm looking to see if I can find it on my selling app. You can buy a bunch of comics on this thing.
I should probably go on your selling app. Why don't you tell people about your selling app?
So I have some selling apps. Because I'm trying to sell shit.
Well, yeah, but maybe you should tell people about it now.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, like, I have one called Poshmark because I'm trying to sell clothes. Because, I don't know, people probably don't know this. I think I actually have some, pretty decent taste in clothing, even though I'm a fat lady. I have pretty good taste. So I've been trying to, sell curated clothing online. So I have this Poshmark app, and you're like, oh man, clothes. That's just for clothes. But I have this other one called Mercari, and it's an app, and it's kind of like eBay, but it's a little bit more organized, I feel. The app's a lot cleaner, and you can sell anything. So if you're looking for books or comics or games or toys or whatever, you can check this place out too. So they might have some stuff you might be interested in.
Yeah. So that's pretty rad.
Yeah. Yeah, you should probably go on there if you're trying to sell stuff. They do have comic books on here.
Well, I'm looking at this Big Book of Death is available on Amazon.
Ooh.
And it is, I think it's Factoid Books.
Okay.
Because they also have the Big Book of Vice.
Ooh.
Which I think you might dig.
Yeah.
Big Book of Thugs and Big Book of Hoaxes.
Hoaxes?
Yeah, that's probably it's just pictures of Alex Jones.
Yep.
Who apparently was on Joe Rogan today and is just losing his goddamn mind.
Yeah, I thought he wasn't going to have him on anymore.
Oh, no. Yeah, well, I mean.
You know what? I don't care. That's enough. You know what? That's enough information.
Catch him in bed with Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I don't need any fucking information about what Alex Jones is or is not doing. The only thing I want to hear is that he is either A, in jail, or B, broke. That's it.
Oh boy.
Oh man, look at this. Marvel 2-in-1 comic book lot for $79.
I probably have most of these.
No, I was gonna say you probably
unless if it's all I mean it's, well it's not all of them obviously.
I don't know. I didn't read the thing. I'm just looking at the
top. Yeah, and I'm looking I can see a bunch of that I already have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope. Guess we're not gonna spend that much money.
Is that on the Mercari?
Oh yeah, and here it is. It has all the ones that are listed. Here's all the issues that are listed.
Oh man. I should go on there and look for gimmicks.
Yeah?
Speaking of gimmicks.
Oh, that's right. You bought some gimmicks.
I went to Target today. I had to go do some business at Target. And I feel like Target's the only store that's been selling these. I mean, they might have them at some of those specialty shows. Exclusive
deal. I don't really know.
I mean, they sell a bunch of, you know, random ass toys at Targets, you know, somehow.
This one's $400 fucking.
Oh, suck my dick.
Black Cat comics. Number 21, now from the 1950s, graded.
Well, I mean,
7.0 for $400.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
So they have these new character, these new toys from Funko that they're called. They're basically, they look like He-Man figures.
They really do. I thought that they were just based on He-Man molds before.
I mean, they kind of are, but they're not. And basically, these in particular, I think they partnered with the ones that did the horror movie ones that I like.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have
You have a Jason.
I got one. No, did I get to Jason? No, yeah. I didn't get to Jason.
Don't you have a Jason?
I got a Pinhead and I got a Leatherface.
What Jason one do you have?
You got me
the leather. It's the leather.
I bought the leather face. And yeah, I don't have. Yeah, there's a Jason. There's a Michael Myers, which actually I do want, and a Freddy. And I don't like the Freddy that much. Ooh, look at that. That's a nice looking.
Mysterio.
I think it's a build a figure one.
Yeah.
But DC is kind of thrown in with this, and they have these, the series called Primal Age, which is just a, they kind of look like they're based on in like the Warlord comics, the DC Warlord comic, but it's all the big heroes. And so you have Batman, I don't think Superman's in it. It's actually I have it right here. You got Batman, Green Lantern, Aquaman, Wonder Woman, and then you have Scarecrow, Mr. Freeze, King Shark, and Joker. And I particularly just like certain ones, and I like this Batman a lot. And I got they have the dark Batman cowl, the black Batman cowl, black and gray, and then they have the blue and gray, like the classic, you know, Batman 66 one, but pretty much the same gimmicks. And he comes with like swords, and they're wearing like, you know, like this armor, and they got loincloths, and Batman actually has a really nice cape.
He does.
Holding in my hand right here. I like this Batman one a lot. And then I also got this Green Lantern one, which I'm a little bit disappointed by, because for some reason he looks great. Like, you know, he's got like this green chest plate, and he has his power ring, but he also has like a Flava Flav necklace.
Yeah, it's like a lantern on a chain.
But it's like this lantern on a chain, and he also has like these, you know, these green translucent weapons, like a mace and stuff. But he's also got these random ass like pads on him that I don't like, and I think I might take them off.
Yeah, like the shoulder pad and stuff.
Yeah, I don't like those. But and also his waist doesn't really move. He's kind of standing a bit crooked. I'm a little bit disappointed in that.
Sorry.
But I did want them. Those are the ones I want, and I kind of hope they do more of those, maybe for some Marvel license or maybe even some WWE ones. Because back in the day, you know, I'm a big fan of those Remco figures, which is kind of what these are based off of too. And there was a Warlord line, and the AWA, the American Wrestling Association, put out their figures through Remco, and a lot of them basically look like these figures. And it's pretty I'm a big fan of those, so that's why I'm digging these. And what's actually kind of cool, and I mean, I'm not going to get them, but they have like these like play sets and like vehicles for these Primal Age.
Like, can Batman ride a dinosaur?
Yeah, it's like Batman. It's like goddamn Batman, or what is it? Or what is that one? Odyssey or whatever.
Maybe. I don't remember.
The one where he rides a dinosaur.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But yeah, I mean, that's a thing that they have. So I'm pretty impressed by the selection, and I kind of hope they keep going with it, because I'm digging it. I'm digging it. So, yeah. So that's...
Now, if you could only find your Aleister Black figure.
Oh, God. I really wanted Aleister Black. There's a new NXT WWE figure out, and I cannot find it. And apparently it's a Target exclusive.
Oh, really?
I don't know when it's going to get in. I mean, I think it just kind of came out. Eventually it might wake its way there. But for some reason, the Target that we go to only has, like, the oldest ass.
Well, I feel NXT like every Target we've stopped at, you look and we never see it.
Yeah. I know. I mean, it's a hot item. I mean, it goes for, like, $50 at the minimum on eBay. You know, and I want one.
Yeah.
I want one.
Okay.
So, but I don't want to spend that much money on it, because I know I could just go to the store and just buy it for $20.
Well, if you can find it, yeah.
Yeah, if I can find it. You know, it's like the NES classic all over
again. Oh, Jesus. That was the thing we experienced.
Hey, I'm glad.
No, I am too. I remember I felt like you would wake up every day and check your thing and then go stand in line at a store somewhere. And
I only stood in, no, wait. No, really. We did that twice. We did stand in line at the one store.
Yeah.
And then...
Or we'd have to go to Best Buy every time we drive by one. Yeah. Check.
Apparently, I don't know if they make them anymore. And I still want to get that PlayStation 1, but I kind of want to wait for it to be, like, free.
It's almost free.
Hey, you know, I mean, I see them. Actually, I see them a lot everywhere. There's quite a few of them.
Yeah.
So... Well, it has your cube game on it.
Does have my cube game.
So maybe one day we'll get it.
That'd be exciting.
Cube! All right. So let's take our break. We'll talk about our book for this week.
In 2011, the Irredeemable Shag and Aqua Rob Kelly teamed up to create the Fire and Water podcast. In 2016, they teamed up with Ryan Daly, The Franklins, and Siskoid to form the Fire and Water Podcast Network. A network built on teaming up needs a show about team-ups.
Marvel Team-Up.
Yes.
The Brave and the Bold?
You know it.
Marvel 2-in-1.
It's clobbering time.
DC Comics presents.
Of course.
Supervillain team up?
Good idea.
Youngblood X-Force?
Technically.
FW Team Up, only from the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Batman Superman. Is it Batman slash Superman?
I don't know if it necessarily matters. It's literally just Batman Superman.
It is written Batman slash Superman. So I guess
that is not how it is written on the cover.
How dare they? Batman Superman number 13 from October 2014. We are doing a book. We are doing a book within this decade.
Boo. I was. I can't really boo. But I actually bought this book.
Well, I think you bought this book probably for good reason, because look at this cover.
Well, yes, I did, because it looks like it has composite Superman in it, and it is a complete lie.
It is a rib. It is a rib that DC pulled on us, one of many ribs they pull on their fans.
You're like, oh shit, composite Superman, sweet. And then you open it, and you're like, no.
Right.
This has nothing to do with composite Superman.
So, yeah, basically this is like, this was a book. Yeah, because you were all about this book when it came out.
Well, because I really like Batman Superman together. And I was like, oh shit, new Batman Superman. I'm so excited. And it got real weird. Like, yeah. Not weird, but just like draggy. I just couldn't.
Well, it's also weird.
It just drags on forever, I feel like. And the this particular run was drawn by Jai Lee.
Yeah, so it's kind of...
So it's got this... I mean, he's got such a cool art style, but it gets, I feel, overwhelming.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Because there's a couple panels where I'm like, wait, what's happening?
Yeah, but the cover is not drawn by Jai Lee. I think it's by somebody else.
No, it's not.
But yeah, the way the cover looks like, you have a burning city.
Yeah.
And you have...
It's an burning slash explodey city.
Exploding city, and you have... Batman on the left and Superman on the right.
Now this is a new 52 comic, but we're looking at like old school Batman. Not old school, but definitely like before the reboot.
Right.
Batman Superman. Superman's got the red underwear. Batman's a little bit more classic in his costume.
And they're chasing after composite Superman, who's just standing there and looking all awesome. And I do like how Batman is chasing after the Superman side and Superman's chasing after the Batman side.
Yeah.
This, I guess, from what I understand, is a variant.
Oh, so this cover?
This cover is a variant because of the Batman 75 on the bottom here.
Oh, okay.
So we're all about that, and I guess that's what this is kind of for. But you would think that this would have been composite Superman in the new 52.
I thought he was going to show up. Nope.
Nah,
Batman and Superman don't even share a panel in this book.
No, this is a really weird... Because so apparently, and this is what I'm trying to figure out, like...
Because I think we're coming in at the very beginning of an arc.
We're coming in at the very beginning of an arc, and we're just before or around Future's End.
Yes.
Which is another...
Yes, that was also a thing that
which
happened.
Is another thing from this century that I... You know, another... That's not true, but from this decade of DC Comics that I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all that stuff, like, was it Forever Evil? I mean, yeah. I understand it, but it was just like,
there was just so much. I feel like that was a very unique time.
Well, because you had, like, what, Forever Evil, you had Future's End, you had Multiversity, which I think was kind of all related.
Yeah.
And then you had, there's another one to that... came about this, but
I just feel like that specific time for DC was so weird.
Yeah,
because that was the let's throw it all at a wall and see what sticks phase that I'm not sure they're really in now, but there for a while it was just like, how about this, how about this, what about that, what about this, Future's End and this and that and the other thing, and everybody was like, no, we don't like any of it because nobody likes the new 52.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know why sometimes with the new comics, like, why can't you just, like, have a series and just have a bunch of shit going on in the series?
I think they're afraid. I think that's the thing, is that they're so worried. Like, they're like, okay, well, people didn't like 2 issues of this book. It's canceled. And they're like, why don't give it a shot?
I mean, they used to do that in the 90s too, where there'd be some books that will last at least like 6 issues, you know, or 12, yeah. or maybe at least a year.
Yeah.
I mean, Black Condor at least lasted a year.
Right.
You know?
But it's kind of like, dude, you only put out like two books and then you canceled it because you didn't get the numbers. And it's like, but give it a fucking chance to find its audience.
Right.
And maybe it won't find its audience. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes it don't. That's why you cancel those books, but whatever. So I guess story, and this is another thing that bothers me, because I feel like this goes on in old, newer comics now, and it really frustrates me.
Mm-hmm.
The title of the story is the last page.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that.
And I don't like it. You know, and it has all the information about, like, who's the, you know, who did the book and stuff, but it's not, you, like, open a book and then you find it, you know, right on the front, you know, because usually sometimes, like, if I look for, like, look up the date in the month or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, I look at the indicia.
Yeah.
And for some reason, like, you have to go all the way to the back to look at the indicia,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is, it's on the DC, you know, bullpen page or whatever, but, you know, the actual last story, you know, or the title of the story is all the way in the back.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yep.
So the story, title of the story is Eye of Satanus.
Satanus. I'm assuming we pronounce it Satanus, but Satanus works too.
Satanus. So anyways, going back to the beginning here. So basically you have Satanus, who, this is the New 52 version of Satanus. There was a Satanus in the pre New 52 that farted around in hell, and
did he hang out in space?
No,
this one hangs out in space.
This is a space Satan.
Oh, space Satan.
Spaten.
Yeah, very familiar with Spaten.
Spaten.
Mm-hmm.
We'll call him Spaten. Mm-hmm. But apparently, he is the leader of the Dark Realm.
Yeah, he's got nothing else to do.
And he's in his Dark Realm, and apparently, he just hangs out. Apparently, so I don't.
I feel like being a one of these elementals or lords of a dark realm or whatever, I feel like it's very boring. Because every time you see them in comics, they're just floating in space.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, that's basically anything that Marvel would do in the cosmic universe.
Yeah,
it's here's this fucking guy, and you're like, okay.
You're like, what's he doing? He's like, well, most of the time he just sits here, and then every once in a while he gets a hair across his ass and kind of fucks with a few people on Earth. But other than that, floats in this void.
Right.
And you're like, well, that's a fucking bummer. Like, why would I want to be an eternal whatever if all I do is float around in this void until I get bored? Or until, like, something from Apocalypse. What is this person's name? Oh,
shit, I forgot her name. Kayo?
Yeah, I think it's on the next page.
Kayo?
Just literally, like, pops into your dimension, and you catch her, and you're like, hey, you're not supposed to be here. And she's like, oh, no, I just need to rest here for a second because I'm chasing these two Earth beings.
Right.
Who are on Earth but have no memories, and they're from, is it 5 years in the future? So basically it's Batman and Superman, but they don't remember that they're Batman and Superman.
Yeah.
And so, they're put on the planet, and I feel like they don't really know anything. It's very weird.
So yeah, so anyways, it's so like this. She's the impossible man of Apocalypse.
Okay.
Which,
that's a terrible
thing to be, because impossible man sucks.
Yeah.
And so she's like,
man really does suck.
Yeah. He's all, anytime I see him in a book, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. I have the same reaction to Terra Man.
That's funny that you really don't like Terra Man.
I can't stand Terra Man. Like, to the point where I want to burn every comic that has Terra Man in it. And I don't think he ever made it past the early 80s.
Oh, no, I don't.
He never made it past Crisis.
Yeah, he was. Crisis came in, he was there like, fuck off.
Yeah, I don't think he ever showed up again. I think that was the end of Terra Man.
So he's like, she's like, yeah, I can, like, help you get into this.
I can give you some entertainment. I know you're bored.
Yeah, basically, that's it. And so then we get to Gotham and Superman, who, now I have a question.
Yes.
And this is what I don't understand, because this is supposed to go concurrent with what's going on in these books.
Mm-hmm.
But so this is a future Superman?
I'm trying to remember how this one worked.
Because where's this, Batman and Superman?
This, if I...
No.
Was this the alternate Earth, or was that the arc before it? I don't think this is
this is the...
There is an arc, because that's the one where Batman shows up in the Batcave and realizes that he is... There's another Batman there who is married to Catwoman.
Uh-huh.
That is also in this book, but I don't think it's...
But that's the Earth 2 one.
Yes, it's Earth 1 Batman lands in Earth 2 and realizes what's happening, and then now this is the beginning of a new arc. So I think we're back on Earth 1 in this one, but I don't remember.
And is this Earth 2 Superman? I don't know
who this is, because this is the thing. He doesn't have any memories, but he's still Superman. Isn't it like Superman from like 5 years in the future who got his memory erased or something?
Sure.
I know.
So anyways, he crash lands into Gotham City junkyard and he's naked.
Butt-ass naked. He comes in like a Terminator.
Nudity.
Comes in like a fucking Terminator, and he doesn't even have a bar to go into to like shake down some people.
For some reason, though, he understands modesty, though.
Yeah, he's like trying to hold his dick. Because Catwoman's there.
Yeah, Catwoman shows up.
So we're in Gotham City. He ends up there naked. Catwoman's like, hey, did it hurt when you fall from heaven? And Superman, for some reason, gets that joke, but he doesn't remember his own name. But there's these, I guess they're robots. They just look like faces. And this is kind of where we get to the part where I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
Okay, so there's these robots.
At least on this panel.
Right. Well, right now, apparently, there's these robots from this Mangubat.
Mangubat.
Some sort of like villain that escaped from prison.
Which apparently I'm like, did you have to pick Bat?
I'm confused.
I'm so confused.
Also, he doesn't even have a DC Wiki entry. This guy's lame.
Yeah, I think this is literally the only time this guy's ever shown up.
But apparently
he's a robot guy.
He's some sort of like android. Like he's a like a some sort of android.
He's an inventor, right? But like
yeah,
robots.
He's an inventor, and he creates these robots, and he has this robot chasing after Catwoman.
Yeah.
And it's like, I gotta kill
it. But it's got like three heads, so I think it's more than one robot.
Sure.
Sure.
And then here's Batman.
Now, Batman also showing up, not knowing who he is, some reason wearing clothing.
Yeah, wearing his Batman outfit.
Don't worry, Batman's not naked, but Superman, butt-ass naked.
Yep. But he's sitting there thinking to himself, like, why am I dressed like this?
He's like, he's looking at himself in a window, and he's like, I look like a bat. And then Scarecrow, it took me a second to realize who this guy was.
Yeah.
Scarecrow shows up and starts shooting at him, and Batman's like, oh no, but then his like body takes over and like does all the stuff. And he's like, man, my body's great. I have such a great body.
Watch out for my body.
And then Scarecrow hits him with fear toxin. And Batman's like, hey, best thing about not being able to remember anything is I don't have anything to fear.
Yeah, because he doesn't have any memories. So he doesn't remember things.
I don't think that's how fear works. I think you can... fear is such a primal, necessary thing for humans that even if you have nothing to be afraid of, I think you still feel a sense of fear.
Right.
And he should, even if it's not like, oh my God, I'm watching my parents die again because I don't remember it, you should still feel fear.
Yeah, feel like, you know, when you're being attacked.
That's an instinct.
Yeah, it's an instinct. But
I don't know.
Apparently he no-sells this.
Yeah, he's like, I'm fine, don't worry about me. And then he picks up Scarecrow's gun.
Yeah, because Scarecrow's, in addition to fear gas, he's also running at him with a fucking Uzi.
Yeah.
For some reason. And he's like, gee.
Oh, yeah. Also, Scarecrow falls in a dumpster. Let's just put that in there. Scarecrow in a dumpster. And he's like, I think he says something like, oh no.
Where is it? Oh, over here. Yeah.
Yeah, he falls in a dumpster. And he goes, oh no.
Oh no. Oh boy. So yeah, he falls in a dumpster and Batman shows up with a gun. He's like, you don't use guns. He's like, nah, but I'll shoot your feet.
You know, Batman's like, yes, I do. And he starts shooting. Like, and then there's like a kid running away.
No, that's Scarecrow.
Is that Scarecrow? I thought it was a kid doing graffiti. Like,
no, he just happened apparently to be.
Apparently there's a bunch of graffiti. This Batman was here, like on the wall.
That's weird. This is...
Also, we're in Crime Alley, just FYI.
Oh, man.
Which it looks like a dead end alley.
Yeah.
What the fuck were Bruce Wayne's parents doing walking down a dead end alley?
They weren't going to be able to get anywhere. Is it the idea that they didn't, they took a shortcut, but, you know, obviously, you know, Thomas Wayne did not know this was the right.
I still think the Teen Titans Go to the Movies have the best joke about that.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, good stuff. But, yeah, so now we're back with Superman.
Naked Superman, who apparently has found a red piece of cloth in a pile of metal garbage.
Oh.
I don't know where he found that, but he's like, cool, and he ties it around his waist like a loincloth.
He doesn't even tie it around his waist, he just holds it to himself.
Well, it's kind of tied to that, like, right there.
I guess so.
And then, like, he catches Catwoman, but the things are still coming after her. There's a lot of weird shapes.
Yeah, and, you know, Catwoman's flirting with him, and he's like, I guess I'll help you, and he just basically uses his, you know, he just flies around in his loincloth and mashes these robots, and he's like,
he does.
He's having a good time.
Really tell.
And Catwoman's like, oh, do you know who you are, or do you know who I am? And she's like, no.
I think Catwoman knows who he is. Lois knows who he is, because Lois Lane shows up a little later. She knows who he is, but they don't know who they are. And then I'm also like confused because I guess they're flying upside down. I don't know.
They're flying upside down. So the way that this is drawn, it's like, okay, because here's apparently, so apparently Gotham is also in the Kroll universe.
Oh, absolutely. Because so, that's the Dark Fortress,
that's
right there.
The fortress. And they're flying upside down.
You got to go get the what's that thing called? The throwy?
Oh, the glaive?
The glaive! You gotta go get the glaive.
Get that glaive.
With its weird fingernails on the end of it.
And then, so Batman goes back.
Oh yeah, Batman goes into, like, the grossest men's room.
Oh, that is a men's room. I thought it was just like a...
Yeah, it's a men's room. It's got all these urinals and it's all nasty. He finds literally the most disgusting restroom he could ever find. And he takes off his shirt. He, like, goes into the mirror, which I don't even know how he can see himself in. And he's like, I'm kind of handsome. I have a nice face and a nice body with weird scars.
Look at my body.
Look at my cool utility belt. It's got stuff in it. And then he finds the remote control and the Batmobile comes up to him, which this is a great looking Batmobile.
Apparently this was in a library, that toy. That.
Ooh.
So he went to the Boston Public Library.
Yeah.
Sorry, I shouldn't say that. Did we ever go to the Boston Public Library?
Yeah.
You used to a lot. I never know.
Yeah, because it was right down the street from where I lived.
Yeah.
It was right over on Boylston. I used to go down there.
I don't think I remember there. I can't remember if I was ever in there.
It's a nice library.
It is a nice library. I don't think I was ever there once.
Yeah.
We got some nice libraries out here, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think I like libraries.
Oh, yeah. Libraries are great.
Yeah.
So this Batmobile shows up. Gotta say, this is a great looking Batmobile.
Yeah, actually, I like this Batmobile
a lot.
This
one's fucking awesome. It's a very, like, Tim Burton movie crossed with, like, the animated series, but, like, also with its own flair.
Well, it's got red, a lot of red on it.
Yeah, it's got,
and like, I like that.
Fucking cool fins in the back. It's just cool. This one's a nice, I like this Batmobile a lot. So it shows up, and he gets in, and he's just like, he knows to say home, and it just takes him home.
I think that he's saying home, that's just kind of like, where do I go? Home. You know, he knows the word home.
I mean, wouldn't you start driving instead of saying home? He says home, and it just automatically takes him there.
Well, I mean, it showed up on its own.
He pushed a button.
Well, he pushed a button, and he assumed that the car is going to, you know, new drive where he is.
I guess.
I'll cut the Batmobile some slack.
All right, fair enough.
So he goes back to the Batcave, and
look at all those screens.
Yeah.
Back computer's got a lot of screens now.
That's where he watches all of his...
He watches a lot of porn on it.
He watches a lot of... He's got, like, Brazzers on one. You know, he's got Pornhub.
Do you think, like, Batman has, like, all this, like, shit, like, very scientific shit on all these computer screens, and then just on one is Brazzers?
Yeah, just one. Just,
just one.
Just one. Occasionally, he just looks at it and goes... He just goes, Brazzers.
He just looks up and he's like, And he just goes back to whatever.
Yep. Just constant Brazzers.
Oh, God. It is really awkward because every time Alfred, it's like always like right in the corner of Alfred's eye whenever he's like bringing him coffee or whatever.
He's just like, I wish you wouldn't have that on. It's like, I need it.
It helps me concentrate.
I need, would you rather I just need it.
Yeah.
Don't judge me.
Don't judge. Alfred doesn't get to judge.
No.
He's paid to not judge. I mean, obviously, his boss dresses up like a bat.
Yeah, right.
So he gets there and there's a computer talking to him and it's like, hey,
well,
it's Alfred's voice. And it's just like, hey, I laid out your stuff. Put on the tux. You have to come to some function. And the mayor's wife's dog died, so she's drunk.
Is this Wayne Manor?
This is Wayne Manor, but it's just like a really drafty castle.
It looks like the Buffalo Terminal.
It does look like that. Also, there's a big chandelier that's very black, but yet somehow giving off light.
Well, it's just the way that it's drawn, I think.
Well, that's what I mean by some of these panels are weird.
Well, there's this woman, and I'm assuming this is the mayor's wife or somebody.
Her dog just died, so don't be mean.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And she's asking him, how's it feel to be the sexiest, richest man in Gotham? And
he's like, it's awesome.
And he goes, pretty awesome, and everybody laughs.
And Alfred goes, I think because Alfred knows this is not him. So then we cut to a train yard leaving or going into is this Gotham or Metropolis?
We're on Gotham here.
Okay.
This is all in Gotham.
Okay. So we're outside the city, like, on a train. We're heading into the city, I think. And Lois is on the phone and on a computer on the train. And she's interviewing this Magoo Bat guy who apparently just got out.
I thought she was looking at Brazzers for a second.
He escaped from prison or he just got out of prison?
He escaped from prison and he was wrongly imprisoned.
He says he was wrongly imprisoned,
but he escaped from prison and killed a bunch of guards.
Yeah, so Lois is trying to, like, get him to talk. And he's like, I just want to clear my name. And he's like, well, killing a bunch of guards isn't going to do anything. And he's like, well, here, Miss Lane, I'll show you.
Yeah, and then
what I want to do, and he's like right behind her, and he's like,
"Well, he's got an android."
Oh, I don't know if this is him or an android.
No, I thought this was him, but apparently it's just one of his gimmicks.
All right, so she's there, like Lois.
He's
there.
For some reason saying Veep because that's his favorite show.
He loves Veep.
He's like, I love Veep.
He just wants to, you know, that's what he wants to do. He's like, I escaped prison
to watch Veep.
To watch the last season of Veep. Don't you understand that when you're in prison, you don't get to watch it all the time?
Nobody would give me their HBO Now password.
I get outvoted in the common room, and nobody else wants to watch Veep with me.
Also, I'm an android that loves Julia Louis Dreyfus.
She's my favorite.
So she's so Lois is like, whatever, I have a taser phone.
Yeah, and then Lois is like, I have access to my dad's ex-general's weapon room.
Ex-general father's weapons room. So apparently
those U.S. government weapons that you
yeah
probably...
but they give you one when you're an ex-general.
Give you weapons. I see. They're like, here, have this horrible weapon. Maybe you would like a biological one.
Yeah, but you know, she got,
but you're a general, it's okay.
So she gave
it home.
So Lois borrowed the what appears to be an iPhone taser.
Yeah,
which I'm surprised that the iPhone isn't a taser now.
Oh, man, when are they going to do that?
Yeah.
When is my iPhone going to be able to tase people?
Tase.
I mean, now that you've said it, I want it. This is the train, but it also has, like, the guy's face on it.
Well, here's what happens. So she's on this train, and this
Jeepers Creepers guy
is creeping on her.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, the train is also Mangoo Batted, and it starts flying off the tracks. Apparently there's nobody else on this train.
Yeah, it's just Lois.
Is this the commuter?
Yes, this is the commuter.
Sorry, Liam Neeson. Is Liam Neeson on Liam Neeson in the back?
He's in the back. And he's just, you know, trying to get a gun that whole movie. And that's but like then the android grabs her and he's like, you know Superman.
Yeah.
So, you know,
well, Superman's trying to kill me.
Yeah.
He's trying to kill me. Superman's out there trying to kill me.
Uh-huh, so now nobody believes.
So now,
and there's a lot of shakums going on.
Look at this. This is what you're saying when you're looking at the art. Well, actually, here's what happens. Superman shows up and breaks half of this train off.
Yeah, but the train is so high in the air that it doesn't even make sense how it got up there from the direction Superman is flying.
Yeah, this shit's fucked up.
Yeah, this is where it's like,
this is really uncomfortable because it's like just imagining everybody else living in Gotham.
Yeah.
And there's a giant train that turned into a robot.
Because it didn't just derail and fall down. It went 60 feet in the air for some reason.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, so this is when I get to those panels where I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So this robot has him and he's like, hey, there's Superman. And Superman's just like eye blasting fucking everything.
Yeah.
And then Lois is like, no, it's me. And he grabs her. He's like, okay, whatever. And then I don't understand how in God's name the next panel happens.
Well, he grabs her. He's
no,
like,
I know. He yeah. grabs her. But look at how he's holding her.
He's got his hand around her back.
Right. But she's in the air and she's not sliding off. Her feet are just fine and he's flying, but he also found pants.
Yes, he was gonna say, he also found pants and a belt that has his Superman symbol on it. It
kind of looks like a bracer on his arm. He's got like gauntlets.
Oh, man.
And he has a cape on, but I don't know how it's staying on because it's not around his neck. And he's not wearing a shirt.
No, that's not a cape.
This thing right here?
No, but it's also in the back here. I think it's smoke. This is all smoke. Yeah, it's not a cape.
Oh, it's really hard to tell.
Yeah, this is a weird J. Lee drawing. It's
yeah. kinda... And like, literally, he's holding Lois like he would be looking at, like, a ball. Like, he'd be holding, like, a basketball.
Is he palming her?
He kind of, but her feet are like how the rest of her body, because he only has his hand between her shoulder blades, and yet she's not falling to her death.
Oh man, is he gonna slam dunk her?
Yeah, I think so.
Take it to the hole.
Yeah,
and
this
yeah.
is before he does like one of those like over the head throw shots.
Oh, I would wish I could have played as Superman in NBA Jam.
Oh, that would have been fun.
That'd have been fun.
Yeah.
This is what they're going for here. But yeah, so he's like, who the hell is Superman? And then Catwoman apparently can hear this.
Yeah, on her when motorcycle. She's like 30 feet below them and she goes, ha.
Yeah. And that's it. That's the Eye of Satanus. We didn't even see Satanus anymore in this book.
Nope.
Satanus.
Whatever.
And yeah, that's it for this this book, the Batman Superman number 13 from October 2014. Now, I know you have the next issue of this.
Do I?
I think you have it digitally. I think the next issue of this is the one with Batman or Superman and Catwoman on the cover.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
So did you read the next issue of this?
I mean, if I have it, I did.
Probably.
I don't have any recollection of it whatsoever. And I think that's probably around the point where I stopped reading it.
Probably. I think I could definitely see you buying that issue for the cover.
Sure.
But
maybe I was like, oh, I'm going to give it a shot. Because again, when you're going to tell me you're going to give me a Batman Superman series, I'm really excited about it. But maybe I got to the point where I'm like, I'm done with this. Because
I can see that happening.
Yeah.
I could see the same thing, because I probably don't want to read the next issue of this. Like, as a matter of fact, this was, first of all,
no, there's no composite Superman.
There's no composite Superman. This is the only reason why I saved this from being given away with the rest of our stuff that we get.
Because it's got a fucking composite Superman.
Because I've never read this, and I've looked at it, and I went, composite Superman. And I still like this cover.
It's a great cover.
So it might still stick around.
Yeah.
Because there was a few that like I did keep. Because I was like, I just like this cover.
Yeah, it's a great cover.
So I like this.
That's kind of like how I did not ever buy any of the Omega Men books that came out, but my God, did I love those covers.
You bought one. We have one.
Okay, so I have one. I love those covers. I think they're amazing.
We're talking about from the new series, not
yes,
from
the 80s. New series of the Omega Men. Those covers are fucking fantastic, and if I could have all of them as framed posters, I would.
Yeah, no, this is kind of like that too. Like yeah. it's just a nice looking picture.
Yeah,
but no goddamn composite Superman.
Somebody's
what the fuck?
Not in here. That makes me sad.
That actually really upsets me, because I opened it and the story might be doo doo.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we're gonna build up to composite Superman, but
I should probably look up, see if he's shown up yet.
I don't know.
You know, where's what's he been up to?
I don't know. Yep.
That's it for this book. Thanks for listening, folks. And thank you for putting up with us this month.
Yeah, I know there was a little bit of a drop off, probably because we're talking about Lerv,
the romance comics. And I actually, I was going to talk about this earlier, but yeah, I'm just thinking about it now. And I was a little bit, you know, I noticed there was, I look at some of the track the stuff, and then it's just, I feel like maybe y'all weren't feeling the Superman, the love comics, and that's fine.
Yeah, I get it. The romance comics are something so very specific.
It could be a bit much.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff that could have been a lot much.
Well, also,
though I do have to say, I think that I was pretty funny.
No, well, we were pretty saying we have fun. Look, no, I agree with that. I'm just saying, like, there's some of them, like that DC Heroes in Love or Young Heroes in Love.
Oh, that was just trash.
That really, like,
that was hard.
That was hard to dig.
Because, well, it was hard to dig because, like, you know, and I said this to you before, like, those heroes had nothing about them that made them interesting,
right,
whatsoever. They were generic stock heroes with generic stock powers, and for some reason I was supposed to care about them becoming a team.
Yeah. So it was kind of a bummer.
And I was like, this sucks.
Yeah. So we went back to the goodness here. So hope you guys dig this one. And next week, I can already tell you, because I already palmed it out.
Oh, shit.
We're going to do a Captain Marvel book.
Well, that's right, because Captain Marvel is coming out on, the 8th?
No, it comes out the 3rd.
The 3rd. That's right.
Oh, so it comes out that week, that weekend.
Yes.
So, Hang on. No, it comes – okay, so we have to do the episode. We're going to drop the episode before the movie comes out. So
okay.
That's
– wait, I'm confused.
Well, no, because next week's – next – no, wait, what's
– no, the 3rd is Sunday.
Oh, that's right. Okay, you're right.
So that's coming on the 8th.
Okay, right. So but our episode will come up before the movie drops.
Yes, it will come up the day before.
We're going to do Captain Marvel. Which Captain Marvel we're going to do, I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Because there's one that I have pulled out that I have saved that I'm going to – if you guys know us, you guys know which one we'll probably end up doing. So
I think I know which one it is. Is this going to be Dude Captain Marvel where he dies?
No.
Oh.
No, sadly no, because that's actually a really good book.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit there and make fun of it. It's a rut. That's the death of Captain Marvel is
upsetting.
A difficult book to read, but it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It is so good, but it is quite the journey.
Yeah.
But I highly recommend it. But no, we're gonna have some fun with the one I'm gonna pick, and then we'll see the movie, then the following after that week we'll tell you how the movie goes, because I'm looking forward to that movie.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, well, it's been a minute before we've had some superhero stuff. Which, by the way, just reminds me, Into the Spider-Verse won Best Oscar.
Yes, it did, which actually very well deserved.
Yeah.
Such a great movie.
Yeah, it's good times. So, all right. So, thanks for listening, folks. You can find myself on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook at Worst Collection Ever. And email the show at worstcollectionever@gmail.com. We'll one day check that again.
Well, we do check it. I look sometimes.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Sometimes it's a lot of spam.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll please email us, and hopefully, we'll get some letters going, and we'll talk about some stuff that you guys want to talk about. And hit us on the Facebook and the Twitters, and please rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend. We really would appreciate that. Just getting the word out about the show, that would be quite dope. So thanks again for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.